Eden. When Moses penned the words in Eden, he was westward in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. From the expression then, we are to understand that there was a country styled Eden in his day, which lay to the eastward of his position. Adam and Eve were its aborigines. It was the east of the Egyptians, as Ohio, Indiana, and Illinois are the west to the Atlantic American states. It was quite an extensive range of country, and in after times became the seat of powerful dominions. It appears to have been well watered by the branches or tributaries of a river that went or flowed out of it. These were four principal streams, whose names are, as given by Moses, are the Pison, which compasseth the whole land of Havilah, the Gihon, the same is it which compasseth the whole land of Cush, or Cushistan, the third, the Hiddekel, or Tigris, this is it which goeth eastward to Assyria, and the fourth river is the Euphrates, frequently styled in the scriptures the Great River. On the map before me there are four rivers, which flow together and at length form a river which falls into the Persian Gulf. This indicates the country called Eden, namely that which is watered by these rivers, so that we may reasonably conclude that in early times it comprehended the land east of the Jordan, Syria, Assyria, part of Persia, Cushistan, and the original settlements of Ishmael. This country in after ages came to be denominated the Garden of the Lord, and the kings who reigned in it, the Trees of Eden. It was no doubt termed the Lord's Garden as a whole, from the fact of his having, in the beginning, planted a garden in it where he put the man, so that the name of a small part of Eden came to be applied by his family in the time of Seth, Noah, Shem, Abraham, and Moses to the whole region. More especially, as the future paradise is to occupy a considerable portion of its ancient limits. The plain of Jordan appears to have been part of Eden from the following texts. Lot beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, as the garden of the Lord. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and dwelled in the cities of the plain, that is, in the east, or Eden. There is a prophecy in Ezekiel predicting the overflow of the Egyptian Pharaoh by the king of Babylon, the mighty one of the heathen. In setting forth the certainty of his overthrow, God recapitulates the power and dominion of the Ninevite dynasty of Assyria, which however was not able to withstand the king of Babylon, and therefore there was no hope for Egypt of a successful resistance. In the recapitulation, the Ninevite Assyrian is styled a cedar in Lebanon. That is, his dominion extended over the land of the 10 tribes of Israel, in which are the cedar-crowned mountains of Lebanon. After describing the greatness of his power by the magnitude of the cedar, the Lord says, "The cedars in the garden of God could not hide him, nor was any tree in the garden of God like unto him in his beauty. I made him fair by the multitude of his branches, so that all the trees of Eden in the garden of God envied him." These trees are representative of the royalties of Mesopotamia, Syria, Israel, and so on, which the king of Assyria had abolished, and which could not hide him or prevent him getting the ascendancy over them. It is clear, then, from the terms of this beautiful allegory, that the countries I have indicated are comprehended in Eden, that as a whole it is styled the Garden of the Lord, and that the trees are the royalties of the land. That Eden extended to the Mediterranean or Great Sea appears from Ezekiel's prophecy against Tyre. Addressing the Tyrian royalty, he says, "Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more." The meaning of this is obvious to one acquainted with the history of the kingdom of Tyre. It was a royalty of Palestine in Upper Galilee, whose king, Hiram, was in intimate alliance with Solomon. He appears to have been a proselyte worshipper of the God of Israel, whom his successors sometime afterwards forsook. And therefore God suppressed the kingdom of Tyre by Nebuchadnezzar for 70 years, and finally by the Greeks. Eden has been a field of blood, from the beginning of the contest between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent until now, and will yet continue to be until the serpent power be broken upon the mountains of Israel. It was in Eden that Abel died by the hand of Cain. There also Abel's antitype was wounded in the heel when put to death upon the accursed tree. And lastly, to fill up the measure of iniquity of the blood-defiled land, the serpents of Israel slew the son of Barachias between the temple and the altar. But the blood of God's saints shed in Eden did not cry to him for vengeance without effect. For as the Lord Jesus declared, so it came to pass. Behold, he said to the vipers of his day, I send you prophets and wise men and scribes, and some of them ye will kill and crucify, and some of them ye will scourge in your synagogues and persecute from city to city, that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed upon the land, from the blood of righteous Abel unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Barachias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Eden is emphatically the Lord's land or garden, and from the creation till the breaking off of Israel's olive branch, the principal and almost only theatre upon which he exhibited his wonders to the nations in the days of old. Egypt and its wilderness may be accepted for 40 years. Beyond its limits was outer darkness. Eden only was favoured with light until the gospel found its way among the nations of the West. And although darkness covers the land and gross darkness the people, yet the Lord, its light, will rise upon it, and his glory shall be seen there.